you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Gods. The angels. The guides.
Hi, all. You might notice some microphone issues this week. We are aware of them. We are working on it. Thank you, and you're welcome. See this?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get this?
Yeah.
I was like, that's how you do it.
That's how you fucking
gorgeous
do it.
Box that's this huge.
Well, I had
a big ribbon on it. It was so pretty. I know the news.
That it's all blush. It's all almost blush, and it's so pigmented. It's insane. I tried it literally yesterday. I went like, put a drop, and I was like, well, it's literally acrylic paint.
Yeah, so I just pulled one out. I was like, oh, maybe
it's called a re-gift.
Oh, okay. See, you're the speed of you, right? And I think this can go in because first of all, a lot of people are desperate for a high pigment product. Okay. I'm just trying it right now. But I will say I do want some of their other products, and I'm gonna want them to.
Okay.
Like
no, we need the whole line.
I do want the whole line, but look, I just put it on my lip and my cheek with just fingers.
You look pretty.
Not bad, actually.
I saw a picture
of
myself.
You know what this is?
What's that?
Poppy, just for the curious.
She has a gorgeous say. How do you say it?
Oh, yeah,
say?
We never said the words. That's funny. We hadn't said it yet. I do believe my microphone will fall at some point during this.
I saw a picture of myself earlier that I took on my phone.
Yeah.
And I saw 11's bursting forth in a way that I go, is it powder?
Or
is
retreating
it
into the face?
Yeah, retreating into the face. And that's the thing with 11's or wrinkles. And again, we're embracing wrinkles, but the 11's, I go,
so
you can kind of
say.
Erase them week to week. I go, you have 11's
literally,
one week, and the next week they're gone.
Literally.
It's like 1 week, you're gorgeous. The next week, you're hideous. 1 week, you're... You know, like everything can change.
I do believe 11's if 3 days on someone's Botox is this okay? Because I was telling a friend, like, I was begging her not to get
Botox.
Botox for the 11s, yeah. Just because I was like, you'll never believe it. Like, if you start that now, you'll never believe the truth that, like, you can
erase them off your face with a gua sha. Yeah.
And stop fucking firing that furrowing brow. Just stop doing it and it will go away. So,
yeah.
Like, and they're like saying, like, oh, after 3 days, like, doctor said, like, it'll take a couple days to notice. And it's like, so what they're saying is that literally a couple days of not using that muscle.
Oh, shit.
See what I'm saying?
Well, you're a genius. I had never thought of it that way. Fuck.
And so, wow. Versus a magic potion, right? It's literally. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of the easiest things to get rid of. I mean, it's like if I'm out in the sun and.
You're squinting.
I'm squinting it, like squinting. Like it's yeah. Like, I'll be like, it's like. There's the wrinkle.
You age seven years in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just work it out.
Just don't do it. Yeah. And then, yeah, the gua sha of it all. Absolutely. Absolutely. There she is drinking a Celsius. I've been so dehydrated. My water consumption has plummeted. I've never been more dehydrated. I think the water was on a road trip and you can't drink water on a road trip unless you want to piss every 22 minutes. And so.
Interesting.
Massive dehydration.
That's very interesting. I've never been someone that considers, I'll have to pee. I don't do that. You just
hold it?
I live. I don't know. I feel like even if I'm massively hydrating, yeah, like,
peeing, I have to tell myself.
How often are you trying not to stop? You think it'd actually be... stopping like every 20 minutes?
Oh, if I'm drinking water in a real way,
yeah.
I am pissing.
How small is that bladder?
A lot. I'm wondering, okay, well, guess what's been going on over here? Waking up in the night to pee now for weeks.
No.
Yeah, talk me through it. Because at first I went, is that, I've been having, I don't want to say poor sleep, but you know that I pride myself on going to sleep, sleeping 10 hours, dead asleep. Waking up, greeting the day. I've been having a little bit of tossing, a little bit of turning, peeing in the night. Okay.
Waking and tossing and turning, like being like, what's going on? Roll over.
Yeah, yeah. Having a couple. Well, I had, by the way, you'll love this.
Lucid dreams.
This is huge. Jacqueline, I may have seen my first ghost.
Excuse me?
Okay, so listen to this. I'm going to give it to you. Here I am. Here, I'm going to set the scene, okay?
I can barely.
Old hotel near the Grand Canyon.
What?
Yeah, listen to this.
Okay, on your road trip. You were on so the road secret trip. About your road trip. All right, but anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I wake up.
Something fishy's going on.
So imagine this. Dead of night, eyes, boom, open. My eyes just jut awake. And I knew, I was aware, I'm in the hotel room. I knew exactly where I was. So I was like, I'm awake.
Okay.
And I saw... this woman.
Are you fucking serious? I already know it's a ghost. Okay. I don't mean by you. I don't mean by you. Just like, it's a ghost.
Well, because here too. So I've never seen a ghost. I've always said, hey, love you.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you. I'm not open to it. I thought if I ever saw a ghost, my life would be over. I'd be too scared to continue.
Wait, so when you go into an old space, you preload with that sentiment?
Oh, yeah. If I'm in a place, it's haunted. I go, not open to it. And I just feel like also just psychically, like I just internally, I'm just like, don't show me. I don't want to see you. Like I wish you well. And but don't. I'm not open to it.
The assumption they can read minds is a big one. No. Because I thought about this because I think that is like I'm not even saying it's wrong. I think there's a belief. Read minds, one thing. So, like I think some of them could. Okay.
Yeah, you can communicate.
I think like God can. The angels can, totally. Right?
Oh, yeah. God, the angels, and the guides can.
Huge question. Okay.
You don't have to speak it out loud.
A common ghost. No, but I'm saying, but a common ghost, I'm not so sure.
Well, I don't think it got through because I wasn't even thinking about ghosts. And then, but here's what was so strange about it. I always thought if something like that happened, I'd be terrified. No fear.
I'm not surprised.
So here's what happened.
You're not coming back.
Eyes opened. Picture this.
Your last life. You're very evolved. Oh, okay, go on.
Have we talked about that on the show? Okay, so wait.
I don't think so.
I go from dead asleep. Imagine this. Eyes open. Just boom. I see a woman, and it wasn't a full body though. This is why I go, was it a dream? But it wasn't a dream.
Well, yeah.
I saw, but she was very clear. I didn't know her. I'd say woman, blonde woman, her mid 50s, smiling in a really nice way. Like
what,
smiling.
What full body? I mean, what not full body?
I'd say waist up. Like it was more like a bust. Like
sounds
I saw
like
her.
A spirit to me.
Wait, are you serious? That's not just kidding? The full body. I don't know about this stuff.
Oh.
So I saw her and she was, it was really nice. And she smiled at me, this big kind of toothy, not in a scary way though. Like that almost sounds scary. Like a ghost smiling at you. Like it felt,
yeah.
It felt like really benevolent. It felt really positive. I wasn't scared, but I was jolted. Like enough where I got the adrenaline of like, whoa.
Like, oh, there's someone in the room?
Yeah. Or just like, and then I was able to fall asleep.
Okay. What? So you thought, okay, that's a ghost, and then decided to go to sleep?
It was enough that I was, again, awake. I'm in the room. Whoa. Okay. But then it was kind of this in-between state where I just closed my eyes, and I was like, all right. And then I woke up and, you know, instantly thought about it.
Okay, hold on. So let me just think for a minute because I have questions.
I didn't know that a ghost could be just a bust, kind of a floating bust.
I mean, have you ever seen any of my work? Okay. This is a huge part.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It wasn't an orb. She was a woman. She was broad. She was a
no.
Sweet.
I know. I mean, I'm joking. Yeah. But. I mean, well, for one,
did it happen? Did I see a ghost? Did it happen?
I think it might happen. No. But there's a couple questions. So during checkout, where you asked the question of the owner,
didn't check out, just left.
Well, I don't check out either, but I actually think only a fool checks out until my father pointed out that that's how you check the receipt for where they like charged you for valet parking and you.
Right. You go, actually, I didn't get the Denver omelet twice. I got it once.
Yeah. You wish I got it twice. Usually I did get it twice, but I like it. Can I do it again for dinner before I leave? How many more times can I have this experience before I leave? Okay, wait.
Yeah.
So.
Watched Couple 6 things. Hours of Shark Tank. Okay, keep going.
In the hotel?
Yeah. Raw TV. Yeah. Raw to the dome.
Yeah. Commercials and everything.
By the way, commercials, I mean, it is crazy. We've talked, like, raw commercials, just prescription drugs, candy.
Yeah.
Surgeries. I don't know. It's crazy on there. But
it's
wild. So checking out, I didn't say, hey, is there any ghost activity?
What about Google? Did you Google anything?
No. Okay, interesting.
Like Google the hotel name plus the word haunted?
Ooh, okay. It's definitely an old, it's one of those situations where it's like an old motel that they kind of like spiffed up a little bit.
Hipterized? Yeah.
Yeah, but not even. It was very spiffed. Authentically.
Okay, you know, okay it wasn't more of a reconditioning.
Wasn't a fancy spot. Very limited options in the Grand Canyon.
Right, but did you read some reviews to arrive at that choice? You must have.
It's complicated. No, this was kind of a last minute. It was all one night.
Fine.
It was only one night. This wasn't like
And you were probably focused more on cheapness.
Yeah. I love to pinched a penny because I went big in Sedona. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I need to get to Sedona, the jealousy. Okay.
Don't be jealous because literally watched Shark Tank. It wasn't like what? I was at the vortex.
Well, the whole thing.
It was healing.
Vortex. Luckily.
This is interesting. You go to Sedona, right?
Yeah.
Healing city. All about the vortex. Go. Sure, we went on a hike, but I wasn't engaging with the mystical properties of Sedona, but I was watching. So you do reap the benefits of Sedona, even getting room service, watching Shark Tank just in the hotel room, blind shut, curtains closed, not even looking at the view.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, a vortex isn't a vortex if it's not big enough to permeate a hotel room. Am I right?
Jacqueline, other huge news.
Yeah.
Guess what was listened to and completed on the car ride? ADD 2.0.
Oh my God. I can't find the app that I read the half chapter in visually. It's maddening.
By the way, I thought about you. There's stuff that's you. There's stuff that's me. There's stuff that's us.
Oh. Wait. There's stuff where you're like, Jacqueline. You're like, you know, Jacqueline has that obnoxious quality. I don't, but.
Not obnoxious. Just
I know. No, I'm just joking.
No,
joking.
No, but.
But wait.
But,
really?
Yeah.
What do I, what, like hyperfocus stuff? Do talk about my email face, perhaps?
It was like...
face going into freakish.
I don't know if this is too close to the bone for air, but I think that you'll be... This is fine, and we can always cut it or whatever. But this is... Your face just dropped. It's nothing bad. It's just like, but I think that you would openly identify as this. They talked about rejection sensitivity dysphoria.
Mm.
Are you aware of this?
Not really, but let's hear it.
Well, that's kind of it, but it's just like, because I know you, as many of us, I
don't,
as well.
As people, many of us, don't soften it. Just give it to me.
People, but no, because I've.
You think I think you, people hate me. You've said this, which I don't see myself as, which
no,
is weird.
I don't think that people, no. That's not what it is.
Okay.
But you have.
Yeah.
You have sometimes like, you know, oh, kind of a comment that maybe is vaguely critical about Poog or something. You're like, well, we're not doing Poog anymore.
Well,
it's
sure.
off. So, but that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I think it's called rejection sensitive dysmorphia or dysphoria. And it's about like, there was
fear of,
or like small criticisms, like
totally,
like
yeah.
being, or, you know, well, like, any, yeah. or like anticipating criticism, even if you
Absolutely.
Don't receive it and that kind of
Absolutely.
Like shutting you down. Yeah, totally.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's the ADD?
It's a major ADHD thing.
I think I read about that, but anytime there's anything that's broad enough to depression, to anything that goes like that, that sounds like it could be a symptom of like everything.
Anything. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
I almost sort of like don't really like take it as like that's my ADD, because like sometimes they're, do you know what I mean? Like it's almost like that's like such a massive cornerstone of, you know, like every mental health problem would be, in my mind,
yeah.
like rejection dysphoria or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds
totally.
But it's nice to hear it all fitting.
I thought it was interesting. And then the thing that I'm feeling the most is like the
by the way, my face dropping at the, I mean, obviously a symptom of, I mean,
of the yeah,
my face
exactly
preemptively dropping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before anything has been dysphoria. Before anything has been said about me. Okay, go on.
But also what it talked about is the irritability, which I feel for myself, the like
yeah.
the rage. Like for example, this happened. I woke up in the middle of the night, was like, is this my life now? I just can't sleep through the night. Like what's going on? And then I fell back asleep. And then it was like the early light came in, was hitting my eyes. And I was like, I need my jazzy eye mask. Went over, anger surging through my body, mm-hmm. like feeling like
wronged?
Fury. Yeah. Like this fury of like, couldn't, you know, it was like feeling around for the eye mask. Ripped apart my suitcase. I mean, I took everything that was in the suitcase and I dumped it on the floor. I did kind of almost like a childlike, like, where is it? And I wasn't screaming. Yeah. I was being silent, but I just was like,
yeah.
And I was like, well, guess what? It's all coming out of the suitcase. So I emptied out the entire contents of my fully packed suckcase.
I mean, really,
because I was
myself.
Packed to leave the next morning.
Right.
Emptied the contents onto the ground.
No.
Yeah.
Wait,
every
this was pre-packed to head out. This was not just an right. Okay, it's all making
this
sense
was,
now.
This was pre-packed to leave the hotel the next day.
Devastating.
Emptied, and this is no exaggeration, the entire contents onto the ground to search for the eye mask. And I had so much anger as it was happening. And this kind of like I just, and I found it. That's fine. Woke up happy. Everything's fine. But like those moments where it's like, and that's when I degrade myself or I'll, you know, use violent words about myself.
Yeah. But about the like misplacing of the mask, kind of like just basic.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like when, or like, for example, I mean, this is hysterical. You know how maybe you've heard me talk about how I need smog check? So
okay,
my car.
I don't know if I've heard about that.
So my car, the registration expired in July. It is currently late Feb.
I think I remember us all discussing like the fact that we're all expected to remember to get our oil and all this. I feel like we discussed that many months ago. And then,
okay,
so
listen to this. Oh, wait, what was it caused by? Oh, wait, I'm losing it. I had a day of huge euphoria because I checked things off my, I was being productive.
Mm.
I was going to get my car. Still haven't done the smog check, got the oil check, got the window.
I think I remember that.
The windshield wipers replaced. It was a day of euphoria. Imagine this, 8 o'clock at night, 6:30 at night. Why is that important? That's a detail that doesn't need to be said. The point is this later in the day, the sun was down.
I needed it.
Well, listen to this. I order vintage clothes from The RealReal, the website often. And I often buy things that obviously
you
are returnable.
Well. You must be doing well.
$83 dresses.
Theater pays. Okay.
There's, theater does not pay. As I've been devastated to realize. Awake in the night, doing the numbers, going, wow. Okay, so.
Welcome to the last.
I know. It's crazy. Do people know? People need to know. We need to go out with the
numbers. They literally, people have reached out thinking that
they think that you get the ticket money, that you pocket it. You don't. And that's actually education. You know what I want to do? Audience education.
Yeah.
We don't get the money, just to be abundantly clear. And God bless, we're doing theater because we're trying to save culture. But we don't get the money. And then also, I actually want to say this formally. if you
buy a ticket, because we get the money.
Buy a ticket. We get some of it. Okay. But it's not like,
you wouldn't imagine the percentage.
You'd be absolutely shocked. So, but do it, please. We have to, you know, to do this. We have to continue to have live experiences as we become more and more disembodied every day.
I have a lot to say about this, how it's all coming back around to live.
Oh, by the way,
because it's like one of the only opportunities.
I've never been more radicalized. Yeah. By the theater,
yeah.
and you know, fuck the money, obviously, but it's like it's actually completely essential. And I mean,
ticket prices will raise when it has value again. At least they're sad.
but this is
why you have cheap seats.
Or they'll drop. Ticket prices will drop. People will be able to come. That's why so much theater is unwatchable.
Exactly. Unwatchable. Exactly.
I say that with love.
Exactly.
Because who the fuck can afford this shit? I mean, it's insane.
No, you're right. It's not that ticket prices need to rise. I got confused, okay?
No, I understand.
Yeah, dollar signs in the eyes.
No, there's no...
I meant the value yet
it's
again.
It's one of the only places God still exists. I mean, my God.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Time, what is it good for?
A lot of people spend their lives wishing they had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
Well, therapy, to help you find out what matters to you so that you can use your time to do more of that. It all begins and ends with therapy, am I right?
Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries.
Skills you can use. Skills you might never have been taught or never clawed your way to yourself.
It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/poog today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/poog. BetterHelp.com/poog.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Wait, I forgot what I was saying entirely.
I'll bring you back. I'm sorry. I just got really excited.
I was onto something.
Theater. So I'll tell you.
It was the real. It was the real. It was the return.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something else? Okay. But point is.
You were soaring.
A dress arrives. Okay. I try it on. Hate it. I'm leaving the next day. I look at my phone. I go, this is the kind of thing that ordinarily would crush me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The return window. I have one day. I'm leaving the next day. If I don't return it today, I'm going to pass the return window by the time I get back from the trip, and I will have just paid for this dress that I don't like.
Wait.
Instead of sinking to the floor crying. Yeah.
Because, by the way, I could sink to the floor crying right now for a thing I shelled out for before a wedding in desperation, several hundred dollars.
I think I remember
this. Okay, I have a dress.
You remember you sent me pictures, yeah.
It's hanging in the real bag, unworn. And I was like, I got to return it like the day after I bought it. I was like, this was a wild mistake. Anyway,
the returns crush. So I didn't sink to the floor. I said, and then, okay, here's another obstacle. The post office place where I go was closing in 20 minutes. I go, you're getting in the car. You're going to return it. I printed the label at home. Can you imagine the strength?
By the way, that is one of the greatest, when you actually succeed at and
printing
and it's coming out and it's warm in the hand.
The fact of the printer, because I thought, well, I'm going to get the exclamation mark. It's not going to be connected. And then I'm going to hurl the printer out my front door. I mean, I thought,
yeah,
it connected. The printing.
Seeing a red X label. A red exclamation mark.
I know.
Hell.
The bouncing, when it's bouncing at the bottom. Bounce up and Mac chuck it out the window.
Mac thought, Apple, they thought the bouncing, there's a word for it. Mm. The bouncing thing would be, you know, like, oh, then we would.
Jovial.
Yeah. Like the pinwheel.
Oh, God, the pinwheel, the beautiful sign of death. Yeah. So
yeah.
I go, it prints. I get in the car. I'm driving there. I feel like I'm a mom of four. Okay.
Yeah.
I get there, return it. It felt so easy. And I said to the guy, I go, that's it? He goes, that's it.
Oh.
And I just handed him
the label? You didn't even have to
I came in with the package, with the dress, in the thing, the label. And I go, oh, do I need to, because I didn't have, you know, I was like, oh, would you mind taping that for me? He goes,
no,
oh,
exactly.
It's already.
That's what I'm asking about.
Oh, it's already the real thing. It's like a reusable envelope. There's already a thing that you pull and it self-tapes. And he did that in front of me. And I go, you're kidding. He goes, yep. I go, that's magic. And he, you know, laughs a little. I go, that's it. He goes, that's it. And then I felt part of community. And I go, glad I caught you. Caught you right there before you closed. Huh? Only 50 minutes to go. We're smiling. We're laughing. I am cartwheeling out of there. I get in the car. Euphoria. I feel like I've made money, you know, even though I actually lost $14.95.
This is triggering something. Yeah, this is triggering some kind of memory for me. And I'm trying to think about what it was. Like a feeling. Well, okay. You would literally crumble, rage, and then I don't know what you'd do. Okay. If you experienced what I am going through right now with, I don't mean to say you'd crumble and rage, like, you know, I mean only to say it is so fucked up. Okay. Like the way, you know, when you're like, my eyes are glazing over, like I'm gone, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like about complexity of some specific thing that's uninteresting,
yep.
Right?
Smog check, anything. Yeah.
Okay. I've been paying out of pocket for Wellbutrin. Okay.
Oh, you texted me
for several days. Okay, a couple pills at a time, going like, hey, did the insurance go through yet? Kind of thing. Okay.
Don't even get me started.
To even explain
insurance.
The details of prior authorizations, and you got to call the doctor to call the pharmacist who will trigger the thing that will send it to the insurance.
I really understand with my migraine medicine. And
my whole thing comes down to like trying to prescribe. My doctor trying to keep me on brand, okay, instead of
going to the
generic, right? Because like I had a problem with it many years ago. Mm-hmm. And she has to write in the authorization note, she has to write in the thing to the insurance. And she said lack of efficacy of the medicine is not covered as an excuse for why you're allowed to use the other thing.
What?
If the medicine doesn't work, you literally
have
to like.
What else could there be?
You have to say you have like allergic, like negative symptoms in reaction.
Unbelievable.
You know, whatever. So, you know, the healthcare, whatever, it's fucked. But I'm in this zone of showing up, and it's sort of like everybody's doing the best they can. It's one of these things where like everyone's doing the best they can and there still are no answers. Now I'm ordering it from Canada. The strength to Google like how to get it from Canada. And it was a strength I was unable to achieve myself. Chris edited it. Okay, he Googled it while totally. I like grumpily got in the shower with a bowl of chili. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I was thinking about you. I was like, chili in the shower. Because it was, I cook it up and I go, I'm cold. Okay, I had a chill in my bones.
Yeah.
I make a little, heat up a little chili in one of those gorgeous bowls from W&P Porter, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
The silicone covering to protect the hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna run the shower now. And then I'm like, I'm actually gonna get in the shower now. And like finish the chili, like I rest it on the side of the thing. I can't tell you what it does for me when I'm in that particular kind of mood. This sort of, to just be sort of inappropriately eating in the shower is.
Yeah. I want to try it out because I've never eaten in the bath.
It doesn't sound good inherently, but I mean, I guess it does and then it doesn't. it's not my instinct when running a bath. It's not like, oh, I need a bowl of berries there or something that they sometimes show in these. No, by the way, not to scale. I'm really tired of online or on Amazon, okay, when they're showing up a product, how it's fully not to scale. And it's obvious, like, so they've just put a woman, like, they've floated the image of a woman under, like, a bathtub tray that they're smelling you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a huge bowl of berries that's, like, the size of her head, the berry. You know, it's, like, and how are you supposed to tell anything? Anyway, I'm always looking at those. Every like, 12 months, there I go looking for a bathtub tray where I'm going to live out my life in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a tray?
So I spend a lot of time in the bath, don't have a tray. I don't think I'll ever have a tray. I just long for one day home ownership and to have a separate bathtub.
Right.
And I dream of the side space. Sorry, like a shelf. Not a shelf. You know what I'm saying? Like a ledge. A huge protected ledge.
Huge
onto
ledge.
Which you can put candles. Imagine the products. Then you can have a candle. Imagine.
Reaching without bottles falling in.
The clanging, the falling, thing. Cascading. Yeah. All of it. I know. Well, I've actually realized I can't be living like this. I need a vanity. I might need to downsize because I have, you know, an office in my home.
Mm.
I have
downsize the desk.
A room. I'm like, yeah, downsize the desk. The office. Well, I actually might take a picture of it and post it on the gram because this makes me go, if you saw mental illness, my office right now, it looks like it's not an office and it's an impossible. It is every surface. And also this is another ADD thing of anger. Was looking for something at the bottom of my purse, couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I go, went into the office, dumped it all out onto the floor.
Yeah.
And it felt actually satisfying, much like a little child would feel satisfied.
Totally.
Yeah, turned it completely, the contents.
Upside down.
I'm talking about a day bag, sweetheart. I'm not talking about a night evening bag. I'm talking about a day bag.
No, I know you are.
Jumped
That's
it out.
Bold.
And by the way, a toothpick case, open, all the toothpicks scattered.
Yeah.
I go, good. Yeah. You think I fucking care? I'll walk on it till I bleed,
you,
bitch.
Objects. Yeah.
Fuck you, objects. Exactly.
Yeah.
Flowing out, still there. That's maybe 2.5, if not 3 weeks ago, I did that. And I've been stepping over it. So these are the dark, channels.
I can't blame these people who don't understand, who post things like, you know, like chaos in the office. And it's like literally the most, like,
it's nothing
neatness I've ever seen in my life. It's just, it's okay. Like people, their lives are relative to themselves, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know not of what you speak. I mean, whatever. It doesn't. I dropped a Starbucks. I sent you a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Being witnessed was the only.
It was really sweet. I got a text from Jacqueline that said, dropped my bucks.
Yeah.
B-U-X, dropped my bucks. And it was a Starbucks emptied out. Yeah.
Upside down. Just down it went. It hits the ground and I go, and it's ADD because it's like I forget there's something in my hand. I mean, it's constant. The dropping, I took a spill on an escalator trying to run back up it.
Wait.
You know, and you start going down. Oh, wait, we're not going down. Someone realized. And then I go, let's run it. Okay. Cause I've seen people do that. I was late. Okay. I was late and I was like, I'm strong.
Yeah. Late. Yeah.
That's not even the bruise. I mean, it is one of them. Okay. That's not even it.
Wait, you know what I want to tell the hags?
Can you see it?
I see a big bruise on your leg. Damn. That's from an escalator?
Flexing.
Wow.
Now I'm just sort of...
Now you're just kind of showing...
I'm just enjoying being... I got to convince the people that's my neck. Wait.
Yeah.
On a nice boob video. Do you think my neck looks thinner, Kate? Not up and down, yes. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
Wait. You were talking about soaring, doing tasks like a while ago, and I'm not done with it because I got excited and then just decided to tell
the
most boring thing ever about the pharmacy. But wait, but me leaving
the pharmacy stuff.
Soaring from community, but without the meds, like me leaving and be like being like,
wait, left where?
Like, well, so like I got another couple pills while I'm waiting and I'll never be refunded and it's hell. Okay.
It's so,
and
evil.
I go, I'm like,
America
see you again in 2 days.
Abject hell. Yeah.
See you again in 2 days.
I had that experience with my pharmacist where I go, because again, we've talked about this. I'm going to get off of it. These poor hags have heard this from me a million times, but it was like a thing of paying out of pocket. I got the insurance. I got the coupon, the medication that would be $900 out of pocket. I got down to $200 and then actually to $5. And
there was one day where something happened. I got it down to is like hysterical. You mean that's what the insurance rate was?
No, but I had to the fucking,
haggle?
This is where I go, how did I do it? Well, no, you can't, of course you can't haggle. Oh. But it was like I found the coupon online. I had to sign up for a coupon thing where for a year you get it, you know. So I got Caremark it down because it did feel like that. Yeah. Caremark. No, plus it's this whole other thing for Aimovig, the injection I use. Got it to $5, 900 to $5. Okay. And I was begging for free samples along the way to not have to pay the 900 or the 200. Point is, one time with the pharmacist, something happened where it was some freak thing where they didn't authorize it, whatever. And he was like, for you to pick it up today, it would cost 900. And I said, but it's usually $5. And then he said, I know. And I said, it's so evil. I said, this is just so evil. And he said, I know, it is evil. It is evil.
Imagine
that.
You're the person behind the desk. I mean,
what these people fucking go through, a woman who's 942 hunched over, who has to write a check for $14.99. Yeah. It's just whatever. It's just fucking hell. It's so crazy.
Anyway, I am experimenting with.
I've told you this story a million times, but just the pharmacist, me like, I don't know, between some meds in New York and like, I don't know, 2009 or something, like being like, and then, like, I'm waiting in line. It's, like, I'm, like, not in great shape. Waiting in line to get, like, the prescription filled. And it's, like, really, like, just 14th Street CVS. Like,
oof, and it's that's like, a tough one.
And it's, like, the pharmacist sort of trudging around. And he just goes, I'm going to freaking kill myself.
That's a classic. That's amazing.
It was amazing.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I've begged Burrow for a couch. It's time.
Burrow's been good to us. Burrow gave me shelves that I fucking love that are in my office. They're fantastic.
You know who's also been good? A dress arrived. Paige Denim. Okay. On a cycle. They sent jeans. I wore them.
Someone sent
you gotta
us something.
Push through.
Someone sent. I actually want to post it on the gram because some company, I'm forgetting, it was a weird company, God bless, but they were like, we'll send you something. Went on the website. There was some kind of like sexy, kind of slutty, like lingerie adjacent slip thing. Mm-hmm. And I went, I'll get it in a small, right? Because it's just mm-hmm. like, it is for a 8-year old. It's for
really?
A thin 8-year old. I was like, it was for a dog. It like wasn't even.
Curious.
It was shocking.
Was it for a dog, maybe?
It was for
it definitely an wasn't for pets.
Definitely
no,
was not for pets.
There wasn't some confusion.
It was for an adult.
Yeah.
I could not believe. And yeah, of course, some companies, they're small. Yeah. It's so small. Like it's.
Sure.
But sure. I was like, small. This would be a petite. You would order this as like ultra petite. It was shocking. Anyway, I almost tempted to bring it.
I'm back in the unitard game, I'll tell you.
I never knew you left.
Oh, no. I'm still wearing. It's time for,
Jacqueline,
for a re-up.
Jacqueline.
Oh, you know Brick and Mortar's dead. I want to talk about it, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Free people.
Let's talk about
anyway,
that.
Go on.
I Can you believe this, Jacqueline? I would say about 45 minutes ago, I drove by your house. And I actually thought, should I call her and say, hey, but we can't record together because we don't have the equipment.
Yeah.
But
I have two microphones.
Weird thing to drive by your house. And I was driving home to record Poog.
Yeah.
Half an hour from my home. Interesting. Right?
I almost felt
like deception. Like
totally. Yeah.
It was like confusing. I was like, I'm driving by her house. I know. But I knew that if I called, it didn't make sense for me to, because I had to go home because I was rushing home to make the recording time.
No, I get it. Those are strange moments.
Conundrum.
Yeah.
That's a strange moment. Driving by your home, rushing. Haven't seen you in weeks.
In order to
see you, I had to ignore your home. I had to not see you.
No, it's almost like you'd be making a beeline towards a friend at a party and then suddenly realize like the quickest route to them is like around back. And so you dart away.
Right. And they go, totally.
Well, there is that thing where like if amongst a group of people you see the person that you know and you go, oh, I can't get to them, I'm not going to be able to say hi to them yet, but you've already sort of said hi to them in your mind, and then when you do start talking to them, you don't have the oh hi bit energy because it's like, yeah, I saw you 30 feet away
right
for 9 minutes. Wait, break. Okay, couple things.
Okay,
I've been going into the Tracy Anderson studio, and you know, I've been leaning on in person being
I need to join you
a motivator. Okay,
I need to email these people because Jacqueline, I want a private. I decided to shell out. I go, teach it to me.
Yes, remember last week I was like, you just click on it and then okay, we'll figure it out.
Honey,
we'll get...
I've uncovered a raw tomato allergy.
What are you fucking serious? A food sensitivity.
My mouth is torn. Oh. Listen to this. Ate a raw tomato.
Okay, the acidic.
I've in the past been like, oh, it's I'm allergic to it. I woke up, lacerations, sore, itching, kind of tingling, nothing terrible. I took a Benadryl. I was high in a really fun way. It was easy because, again, it was a long car trip, partner taking the wheel. I was like, you know, they've got it. It's fine. So I got to just kind of like be like laughing in the passenger seat. But I was like quite stoned in a way that kind of, I used to be afraid of Benadryl because I don't like pills. I don't like that feeling of like being
such a like 70s, a
pill stone. Like I just,
80s.
I know.
I don't like pills. Like as though like Benadryl is inherently a pill, like versus like, because Benadryl comes in liquid form.
Pills
it comes
scare
in,
me. I know, but they,
you know,
they
but like
scare
as though
me.
The shape, like I just, but, it reminds me of like,
guess what,
like,
guess,
you think,
what,
like,
guess
pills.
What, guess what? In my book about ADD, they talked about literally prescribing Dramamine to people with ADD because of inner ear like dizziness, balance, something about strengthening the cerebellum, that some people responded well to Dramamine as an ADD medication.
My like stomach just turned into a knot with the feeling of like no one listens, because I've been talking about this for years,
Are you serious?
Not the Dramamine, but I've been telling you, and it makes sense that it would be an ADHD 2.0, because I read in some obscure texts way back when I was like going to heal my own brain and become a god. This whole thing about the cerebellum exercises.
Strengthening the cerebellum. That's where it
in
all
order
is
to,
for us.
And that, because it was not the main theory. It was not,
No.
And so basically these balance exercises strengthen it. And crossing the line is a whole thing, crossing the midline. And then they do, you do these and like,
balance boards.
And so I would like, I remember like in New York again. I remember like walking along on these, getting a little balance beam work in wherever I could. And
balancing. That's truly what
balance,
what they say.
But wait, going into studio, I've been wearing my home unitards, my various, and I'm always trying to do a unitard roundup. I really like the one from, what is it? It's not As You Like It. Are As I Am. It's something that like confusing. It's a
poor company.
Activewear brand. Remember I sent you that photo of me in that like insane little short romper.
The whorish one?
Yes. And can't work out in it, whatever. But their other one, their leggings and their long sleeve.
You can't work out in it because people
luscious.
Just come up to you and start railing you from behind.
I couldn't even work out in it safely at home. No, but it wouldn't hold me in,
Ooh.
Like tits, okay?
Yeah. Tits and ass pouring out in all directions.
Like just
spilling.
It was not for working out. And whatever, but their leggings were great, whatever. But then I go in, I sweat completely through everything.
So, you know, cool.
The heat and air. It's a complete sauna experience every time. So you're getting like once a day that. Sauna, right? The clothes are soaked after. But the light colored unitards are a problem once you're sweating and you're doing these high splits.
Okay. Pussy or these out.
You can just see contours of everything. It's like, you know, like that period where like Lululemon was like, it was like a whole thing about Lululemon.
Oh, kind of. They were like, we won't, you know, reveal. Like,
it was an issue that everyone could see their like crotch, like in class. It was an issue.
Because I've never been in that world.
so whatever. The point is dark unitards. And then the other point is the supremacy of the Free People. I think it's the Good Karma onesie. Okay, continues to sort of soar in these classes. And it's interesting because it's one of my favorites. And it's not perfect, but it's a cut above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it's holding strong in my unitard roundup from last year. The goddamn Free People. So I decide I'm going to Free People late one night because I have a class the next day and I want a fresh one. I look it up. I go, there's no way anything's open. I go, maybe the mall.
Oh.
Okay, I look it up. Oh, the mall, Westfield. Like Free People, FP Movement Store, open till 10.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
I go, Chris, can we go to the mall? A child. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We go. It's like 9:15. I walk up. Someone's in there. Door's closed. Okay. I'm staring in. I'm going, what the hell? Every store in this mall is supposed to be open till 10. And I start seeing that some are just boldly closing early. I drove there, Kate. I got in a car.
No.
I drove there. Okay. And I believed.
Did you knock on the door?
The hours.
I stared in. Of course you believed the hours.
Okay, I just stared in, and I didn't knock on the door and beg, but I was irritated enough to walk 20 feet away and call the store. I go, hey, you guys are open till 10, right?
What did I say? What did
this
I
is
say?
Like a psychotic act of you know, because what am I even doing? But I needed to understand.
Of course.
And it was sort of like, well, actually, like, this location was very sort of questionable. It was like, it says a line. They're like, yeah. So then I'm like, okay.
So wait, didn't just like stand outside and wave and go, oh, can I come in?
No, because it was just done. I could just see it was just over.
You got to let them close then. You got to let them go home.
So then a week later, I'd go to return some jeans at the Grove at that store.
In-person return. Frame denim. Unimaginable.
Okay, I go, I'll walk to the Grove. It'll be fun, you know. I go, open till whatever, 10, 9, whatever. I show up with 35 minutes to spare. Okay. The point is, it was a half hour plus before closing time. Same thing.
They're just this closing time, up shop.
I knock. I see them. I knock. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And they come over and they go, we're doing inventory. So we close early on this night to do inventory. And I go, this is return.
So sad.
And he goes, I can take it for you and take your information and return it first thing in the morning. And I go, sure. Okay. And Chris was like, I walked away with no bag. He's like, you trust that? And I was like, fuck. I was like, I did trust it. And I've been burned.
You can trust that. Really?
I've been burned, not with a specific scenario, but things like that where you just think it's going to be fine because how could it not be?
I know.
And then there's no evidence and there's no, whatever. This is, sorry, I'm like trying to put people to sleep, like actively, you included. Okay. But then, okay, one more. So then I decide I'm going to hit a different Free People Movement store, okay, before class to try to get a fresh unitard. I go to the store. I've studied the stuff online. There's so many different unitards. Okay. Sorry. I'm walking on Ventura Boulevard. I know that the Free People store does not contain the Free People Movement stuff anymore because it's its own store now. But I go, holy shit, I see a unitard in the window. I go, oh my God, I think they got it. They got it. Finally, this makes sense. I go in. I see the mannequin with the unitard. I go up to it. Tiny sign that says, do you like this unitard? Go to FP Movement.
Oh, no.
So I go, I should have known. Fine. Go to FP Movement. Go in. They have two of their unitard styles in stock, okay?
Only two, you're saying.
Yeah, when they have like nine. I went to the store so I could try on the unitard styles.
That's crazy.
They're not there. And I'm so sorry. So boring. I just can't stop, and I'm sorry, but I just need you to understand, you know, the whole thing with
I'm with you.
Like nine colors. Okay. It comes in like, or like 15 colors.
And they had like two. Yeah.
What? Where? What? It's.
Yeah. No, they're pushing us. They're pushing us away. They're pushing us online. Yeah.
I have a new ritual, and it literally involves a sponsored product, the hatch that they sent us.
Wait, so you're okay. They deserve a little something. Kick them a little something.
A little love?
Yeah, kick them a little love.
Well, they're an actual thing that I don't even record an ad for yet. I don't know what's going on. Okay, but they did send it.
But you love it. You texted me. You're like, I'm falling asleep to the hatch bird sounds and waking up to the natural light.
Yeah.
I thought, great, I got to get one of these for my mother.
Yes. Okay, so I now have a nightly ritual, which is instead of passing out on the couch and then going, okay, this, like, I'm tired enough to sleep and running upstairs and then, like, quickly, yeah, like, brushing my teeth and whatever. I'm actually, like, actively going to bed.
Okay. Huge. Congratulations. Huge.
I go up there. I play one audiobook while I brush my teeth and do all that. So cute. I can just settle in and I don't feel like I'm rushing through it. I turn on the hatch to these ocean sounds, white noise sounds.
I'm really into white noise lately. You know you can do that for yourself, your iPhone? iPhone has an unbelievable white noise. Continue.
So
continue.
Puts I get in bed. Out. I crank that. It's kind of loud. I kind of like it. And I read like stuff. Like I read like Joe Dispenza, like How to Become Supernatural. I read stuff that's like very like to me uplifting, like neuroscience about, oh, this is the heart. Okay. The electromagnetic field that the heart generates, 3 feet. It can be measured. Literally. God. And by the way, the heart is full of neurons. It has its own brain. It has its own memories. It's not just a blood pumper.
Ooh.
Anyway, we got to get our heart rate variability. We got to get our heart coherent. It sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart.
Wait, what?
Point is, I lie there. It's like, and I read. And then I go, okay, got it. I'm going to take this. I go, my eyes are starting to close. And I'm trying so hard to keep. So I do the thing. I keep one awake. I mean, one open.
One eye open, yeah. You're
then,
still reading with the heart.
And then reading with the heart. And it's going. And I go, okay. Lay down. Put the phone down. And then I go, I'm going to go off into my mind and do things like I'm going to like soar around in here and whatever. And I'm going to go apply what I'm reading. And off to bed I go. And then, chirp, chirp. Like, I couldn't think about how to make a bird sound. So I was forced to do language.
All right, chirp, chirp.
Tell me about your life. Up.
We got to get into Jewish mysticism.
Mm.
I'm feeling the, and you know, Kabbalah. I'm going to be the person who's in a Kabbalah class.
Yeah.
Now.
In Los Angeles in 1998. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rabbinical. Nominal. Or Hellenistic. I'm not sure which one. But the point is, we have nothing. We have nothing.
Well, what have I been leaning on? No, but this heart stuff. Okay. Like, you know, the Heart Math Institute?
Nope.
So like, they've been measuring like their heart's magnetic, electromagnetic field, whatever, for years. And even like their Instagram account is kind of like, the graphics look a little goofy, but the information's quality.
Goofy graphics will fuck you. It's no. Oh, it's like the incredible information that's been lost to the goofy graphic, and then the pristine graphic, familiar graphic that says nothing, but that, you know, it's like
that
it
looks
really
good,
is shocking. Yeah, yeah.
Well, just at this point, right.
Put the right font on it. And
it's almost, at this point, the sort of not good design is starting to become a symbol of, like, they're really doing science over
intelligence.
There.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right,
not
right.
Like they, like, had money and just hired, like, and everything
a
is,
graphic
like,
designer.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the breathing exercises. You can measure it on your goddamn iPhone, okay? Okay, apparently, like the heart rate variability thing, you can actually measure. For me, the data helps. Okay, the data helps. It's not just, you know,
you can measure your heart from your iPhone. What?
I mean, you can heart rate variability, I think, is the thing. And now, like, I think, like, the Apple Watch tracks it anyway and lets you know, like, your heart rate variability has been better.
I'm vehemently anti Apple Watch.
We know. Okay, we know, cool girl.
We don't. We haven't talked about it. No, this isn't about being cool. It's about trying to save ourselves.
No.
You can't be walking around with an Apple Watch on and expect
humanity. No, I know.
Unless you're at a fall risk. Unless you're a fall risk. Yes, for the elderly, for the criminally insane who not the, or you know someone
criminally
who,
insane. Is that even a term anymore? It sounds
no,
correct.
No, I don't think so. I've been, yeah. I was making myself laugh the other day. I said something about the criminally insane. I think it's an S. It was a Law and Order thing. I was like, da-da-da, and the criminally insane. It's like, definitely doesn't mean, it's like, you can't, or it just, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like people that have been like deranged by, you know, poverty, but they're not insane. Anyway,
I don't think that's what it referred to. I mean, I think it just meant they're criminals. Okay, like it's
Jeffrey
serial
Dahmer
killers.
Is criminally insane.
Is that even the term?
He doesn't need an Apple. Wait,
it sounds
weird.
Need
an Apple Watch.
Criminally insane. Wait, is that the term?
Like you're so insane, so crazy that you're running into the street with knives, slicing and dicing because you've lost it.
Criminal. Okay.
So, by the way, Martin Bashir's Michael Jackson doc required watch. Have you seen it?
No.
Are you absolutely fucking kidding me? I need everyone to write in. Maybe it's an age thing, but. No. Martin Bashir's Michael Jackson 1-hour BBC special. Unfortunately, some segments are missing from YouTube. One of the most haunting fucking psychotic things you'll ever see, but unbelievable. And also the access they had to MJ, where he's back there and they're like, I mean, it's really fucking heart wrenching. He's talking about his dad beating the absolute fucking shit out of him.
Yeah.
And it's like this really where you're like, oh, right, of course, you went on to become this, by the way, you can't let people get so famous by the time they're six and expect them not to become child rapists and psychopaths. You can't give people that. It's like, and of course, you know, it's like he's, but it's amazing. He goes to Las Vegas to like hang out. He's like, I was visiting Michael in Las Vegas. He wanted he's living in, you know, some crazy hotel, top floor. He has a little automatic, wheelchair, like an electric wheelchair. And he's like, yeah, at night when I can't sleep, I just roam the halls. Are you hearing this? Michael Jackson. In the chair alone, roaming the halls of a Las Vegas hotel at 4 a.m. because he can't sleep. Okay. And then it's him in this thing and he's playing video games and he has huge, insane, bizarre sculptures in there, the green giant, the Jolly Green Giant, these figures from his childhood from ads. And he goes into a Las Vegas store and he's buying things and it's really actually influential for me. It's like he goes in, he's like, I want that, I'll take that. Oh, that's pretty. And he's pointing at Fabergé eggs that are $220,000, the most hideous thing you've ever seen. He's like, isn't that beautiful? You know, he's buying all this stuff. He's buying huge Egyptian fake, the most grotesque shit you could ever see.
Yeah.
And he drops he truly drops $2 million, just one little shopping visit.
And what kind
of
store?
I don't know
is
how
this?
I got on that.
No, this is interesting. What kind of store is this? What kind of Los Angeles store is it?
Las Vegas.
Sorry,
a key.
Wait,
Las
you
Vegas.
Say hugely influential. Do you mean not
comedically influential?
Yeah, not aspirational. Yeah.
No.
I mean, I didn't think you meant aspirational, but I was curious what you meant. Wait, take me back. Where were you?
Imagine someone's who you aspire to? Michael Jackson. Well, by the way, I actually had when one of my sick, when I had a cold and I was doing my show, Kate, here in LA, eight shows a week.
Yeah.
And there was one day I never cracked. I never cried. I never broke down. I can't do this. But there was one day where I just felt so run down and really emotionally and just truly just physically exhausted. And the most fucked up thing I said, I have sympathy for Michael Jackson. I was I just meant performer or I'm like Judy Garland. I'm like these people. It's like I'm not even performing, 100th of what they were doing. These people, of course he needed industrial horse tranquilizer to take a nap. Imagine the energy he was absorbing on stage every night.
Yeah, that's
the
hysterical.
Ghosts and spirits attaching to him?
Well, sure.
We never figured out. So it was a ghost that I saw. This is a really all over the place one. Sorry, folks. And I'm not.
Why would you apologize for being all over the place?
And Michael Jackson, I want to say, whatever. You know what? I'm not going to engage in belittling or diminishing. Our audience is smart enough. People know I'm not up here going, I like Michael Jackson. I think he's a cool guy. And I'm glad he absolutely savagely raped children for centuries without anyone caring. Obviously, I'm not saying that. But I do I feel a little bad for the guy? Yeah. I'm human enough to know that he went through hell. But. Okay, cut it.
No, I enjoyed all that. Wait, but there was something. Wait, hold on. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just can't soar. I'm fine. I'm relaxed.
You're relaxed. That's great. Hey, look at us. By the way, unusual for us, a late afternoon poog. It's 5 o'clock here. What I'm going to do, required, mandatory, have to go on a walk. 40-minute stroll. I got to get you to dinner.
Yeah.
We never did our celebration of the poog tour dinner.
I'm ready whenever.
Okay, great. This is
huge.
I
love going out to dinner.
Yeah, you and I need a steak. I need onion rings. I need a lychee martini stat.
Hey, I have a question. I have a poog question.
Okay. I have another restaurant to plug.
Is there a smoothie at Erewhon that isn't fucking full of trash?
No, the smoothies at Erewhon are for 12-year-olds. You don't get the smoothie at Erewhon. That's a complete rookie move. You don't go to get Erewhon to get a
smoothie.
I mean,
to be clear, I'm not.
No, I'm saying this to the others. I'm just saying this to the culture. It's like, no, that's for 12-year-olds.
And also like the branded ones that are like, you know, so-and-so.
Well, here's actually something people don't know. At Erewhon, you can make your own smoothie.
Yeah.
Like the smoothies, the ones that they have that are at least $18 that are ridiculous. Go to Foster's Freeze. Like,
what?
Actually, no. Well, maybe that's only a California thing. It's an ice cream place. But the point is, you.
Oh, go to Foster's Freeze. You're like a local girl. Like, go to Baskin and Robbins, folks.
Go to Salt and Straw. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the smoothies are ridiculous. You can make your own smoothie there with minimal ingredients that are smaller for like $10. But I got the soft serve there. I was curious. The coconut soft serve tasted like Cool Whip. I wasn't impressed. Wait, fuck. I had said something. Oh, well, I wanted to. So there's a minimally disgraced restaurant in Los Angeles that I had one of the most fabulous nights out, meals out I've had in a long time. Okay. Listen to this. Maybe I'll talk about where I was at another time, but it's too embarrassing to drop the name. So I ate at this place many, many months ago. And at the end of the meal, had such an ecstatic experience with the server. We hugged at the end. Okay.
Amazing.
We hugged. Months and months pass. I go on a sexy date, on a great meal. We go top to bottom. Excellent meal.
Oh.
Moaning over the flavors. Beautiful ambiance. I go, where am I, New York City?
You said top to bottom. I was imagining the hug from the waiter.
Okay.
Time being top to bottom.
So listen to this.
Entry.
So last time I was there, many, many months prior, I made a note in my phone with the name of the server. Mm. I made a note on my phone of the name of one of the bartenders. Yeah. So I could come back. Hey, because I thought I'd be back in like 2 weeks, right? I'm connecting, I'm sailing at the dinner. I go, fuck. I don't remember their fucking name. By the way, not a crime. Who would? Like, that's okay. Yeah. I go to the bathroom. I go, wait, if I know something about myself, I look at my note, full names with positions at the restaurant. I had made a note of 3 different names. So then I come out emboldened.
So you didn't actually remember that you took the note. You go, I bet I was smart enough to take a note kind of thing.
Yep. I go, I know Amazing. Myself. I bet I took the note. And I had taken the note. Come back. And I had said to my sweetheart on the way there, I was laughing about how last time I came here, I'm not going to make any promises, but I connected so deeply that I got a hug. Okay. Another reason they got a hug. We both mutually went in for the hug at the same time. Okay. We're laughing about that and they're making fun of me. And okay. Guess what happened again? Different server. A natural hug, an embrace at the end of the meal because we were popping off so hard, had so much fun.
Oh, wow. Do they have cocktails there?
Natural hug.
Do they have cocktails
there? Yeah. The cocktails are so explosive. I ordered, really? I like a cocktail menu to look at it. I don't order off a cocktail menu. I'm not like, I'll have the lavender infused gin. I don't give a shit. I want classic cocktails only.
What a bitch.
Their cocktails are so transcendent.
I'm disgusted. I'm horrified.
Because of migraines. Because of migraines, they're always too sweet for me. I can't do it.
They're usually too sweet. The bar menu.
They were incredible.
Also,
they serve till 1 a.m. as horses. Everyone knows I'm talking about horses.
I've never been.
We're going to go.
What kind of food is it?
Exquisite.
Italian?
No. I guess it's a brasserie kind of like explosive food. Some darkness transpired over there. The owners believe it's been switched of hands. The monster is no longer there.
Okay.
Great. Well, love ya.
All right. Love ya. Talk soon.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Hold up.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.